Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 12, The Case for Rebellion. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's greatest crisis, the empire unleashed its ultimate weapon, the Death Star, a huge space-going fortress capable of destroying entire planets. An oddly met group of rebels have managed to penetrate to the heart of the Imperial stronghold and escape with information that may hold the key to victory. But disaster looms too as the Death Star dogs their track, intent on pursuing them to the hidden rebel base and obliterating the Rebel Alliance forever.
Are the rebels well on their way, Vader?
Their starship just engaged our sentry fighters and fought her way clear. They're about to make the jump to light speed.
Indeed. What were our losses?
I withdrew all except four TIE fighters from that defensive zone to make the rebels' escape more plausible. All four of our pilots were killed. These traitors to the Empire are formidable opponents.
We're fortunate that they themselves weren't slain. It's a pity about the casualties, but they are no great sacrifice to make in return for a lead to the rebel base.
An insignificant price.
You're sure the homing device is secure aboard their ship? I'm taking a considerable risk in allowing them to escape, Vader. Your plan had better work.
Rest assured, we will follow the rebels to their base and eliminate them.
It disturbs me that the Death Star plans are still in that droid of theirs.
There was no alternative, Governor Tarkin. The rebels would not have returned to their base without the plans. Besides, they may already have been duplicated. Flushing the R2 unit's memory system would be no guarantee of security.
As you say.
Governor Tarkin.
Well, Motti?
The homing device is transmitting a perfect signal, sir. What are your orders?
Follow it, Motti, and have all personnel placed on standby alert. We are about to wipe another planet out of existence, the Rebels' base world. Then, the galaxy is ours.
Hey, what are you two doing playing around there?
I'm not sure you said this is no game, huh? Please, I'm severely impaired.
All right. R2, get that cut-off switch over there.
Yes, R2, hurry.
Up there.
Oh, I'm forever in your debt, sir.
Yeah. Give me a hand getting him untangled from all these wires.
R2, yes.
Okay, come on.
Sir, I really cannot thank you enough.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful, R2.
How'd you get into this anyway?
During our engagement with the Imperial fighters, when the ship was being jolted by cannon fire, I was propelled into all those exposed control elements.
Right, you should have sat tight.
I was attempting to assist R2 in extinguishing a minor fire, sir.
Oh, that's so. Well, you two are pretty handy to have around here, after all.
Oh, thank you, sir. But I must say that battle didn't do our circuitry any good at all.
Well, don't knock your luck. We canceled all four of those TIE fighters.
You're right, of course, sir. But pardon me for asking, but where is Master Luke?
He's looking over some minor damage for me. He'll be along in a second.
Oh, shall Artem and I go?
You do whatever you feel like. I gotta get up to the cockpit.
Well, Artem, perhaps we'd better investigate my secondary damage.
Can you get lateral controls back, Chewbacca?
Me and him can do anything with this ship except load system.
Okay, partner, I'll take over here. You run aft and see what you can do about the laterals. We can get by on auxiliaries for now. And get those droids to help. Well, not a bad bit of rescuing, huh? You know, sometimes I even amaze myself.
Doesn't sound too hard. Look, use your head. The Imperials let us get away. It's the only possible explanation for the ease of our escape.
Easy? You call that easy?
They're tracking us now.
Not this ship, sister.
Oh, you are impossible. Well, at least R2-D2 is still intact.
What's so important about the droid? What's he carrying?
The technical readout to that battle station. Oh, I only hope that when the data are analyzed, a weakness can be found.
Well, listen, if you're so afraid we're being tracked, we'll lay over someplace.
There's no time. If the Empire isn't stopped, other planets will be destroyed as Alderaan was. That's why I've got to risk going directly to the Rebel base.
Look, I ain't in this for your revolution, and I'm not in it for you, Princess. I expect to be well paid. I'm in it for the money.
You needn't worry about your reward. When you get us to our destination, you'll receive it.
Well, don't you think it'd help if you told me where we're going?
The fourth moon of the planet Yavin. That's where the base is. And you can go do whatever you like. Money is all you love, then that's what you'll receive.
Oh,
Luke.
Princess?
Your friend here is quite a mercenary. I wonder if he really cares about anything. Or anybody.
I do. I care. So, what do you think of her, Han?
I'm trying not to, kid.
Good.
Hmm? Still, she's got a lot of spirit. I don't know, do you think a princess and a guy like me, you know...
No! Where are we headed, anyway?
At a fourth moon of someplace called Yavin. It's where all the idealists hang out, I hear.
Rebels sure picked themselves a planet in the middle of nowhere, didn't they?
How are we doing, Han?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm doing fine. Well, that was Yavin we just ducked around. We're in the fourth moon's atmosphere now. Set downs in a couple of seconds.
Did you transmit the recognition code I gave you?
No. We decided to get blasted out of the sky. What do you think?
Well, the place has a decent atmosphere. Mostly jungle, though. The landing zone's right over there by those temples. Nobody shot at us. Yeah. Looks like there's a reception committee coming out to meet us.
If you'll open the hatch, we won't trouble you any further. I'll have the money brought out to you.
If you don't mind, my partner and I will come along. Just to protect our investment, you understand?
Anything, as long as you stop wasting my time. Come on, Luke.
Cash on delivery was the deal, if I recall right.
What's the matter? Don't you trust us?
Nothing personal. We don't trust anybody.
Pardon me for asking, but have we arrived, Master Luke?
Mm-hmm. This is it, 3PO.
At last, a place of refuge.
With that Death Star on our trail, I'd set you straight, 3PO, but I'd hate to ruin your day.
Just open the hatch.
Oh, instantly, Your Highness. It's a jungle planet, all right.
Let's go, Luke.
3PO, R2, come on.
Come on, R2.
After you, partner.
Temples look like they're a million years old.
Some fortress.
Princess Leia! Your Highness, we hoped it was you. Commander Willard is waiting to greet you all.
Well, thank you. These droids have to come, too. The R2 unit is carrying vital information.
Of course. Take these droids to the speeder and help them aboard.
But, Master Luke, will you be coming
as
well?
Don't worry, 3PO. It'll be all right.
Your Highness, if you could follow me to the speeder, we can take you directly to Commander Willard.
Your rebellion's got some great equipment, Princess. No heavy combat ships at all. And every one of those snub fighters is older than you are.
Someday you'll learn that it's people and not things that decide history.
You better teach that to the Empire first.
That's the whole idea, Han.
Leia! Princess Leia!
Commander Willard!
Leia, you're safe. We'd feared the worst. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Is General Kenobi with you? We'd had word that you were to contact him.
Obi-Wan Kenobi has been killed, Commander. He gave his life in a diversionary action so that the rest of us could escape the Death Star.
Hush, Chewie.
That's sad news indeed. When we heard about Alderaan, Your Highness, we were afraid. that you were lost along with the others. It was a terrible calamity.
I'm afraid we haven't time for our sorrows, Commander. We are being tracked here by the Death Star. We were allowed to escape so that we could lead them here. The technical data on the battle station is stored in the memory system of the R2 unit. We must use them to plan an attack. It's our only hope.
We are badly unprepared for pitched battle, Your Highness. Perhaps we should evacuate instead.
Smart boy.
Oh, will you two stop clowning?
There isn't time. Commander, if we fail to stop the Death Star now, other planets will be annihilated.
Then you're right. We have no choice but to fight. Take the R2 unit to the techs for special information retrieval.
Yes, Commander.
Princess Leia, pardon me, but might I go along with R2?
Of course, Previo.
Have that information brought to the briefing room as soon as it's retrieved.
Yes, sir.
We can wait for it there. This way, Your Highness, gentlemen. Our main problem here is personnel. We're desperately lacking pilots, trained or otherwise.
Yes, so I've heard.
But now, what of you, Your Highness? Our last word of you was that you'd intercepted the Death Star data transmissions.
My ship was attacked by an Imperial cruiser over Tatooine. Imperial stormtroopers boarded us. Then, after Alderaan was destroyed, the Grand Moff Tarkin ordered me executed.
Executed?
Yes. I was waiting in my cell when the door opened and in stepped this man right here. Commander Willard, meet Luke Skywalker.
Young man, this is more of a pleasure than you can imagine. Even if we'd known the princess's whereabouts, I doubt that we could have mounted an operation to get her out.
Well, actually, it was sort of improvised.
All the more to be admired. The ability to think on one's feet isn't common.
Well, Han and Chewbacca here had as much of a hand in it as I did, and so did Ben Kenobi.
Han? Oh, yes, your captain and... his friend here. Sir, allow me to congratulate
you. Why don't we just skip the formalities? I'm going to push ahead to the important part of the princess's story. That planet killer is on its way here, and personally, I don't plan to stick around and get reacquainted.
I don't quite follow you.
Oh, you'll live a whole lot longer if you do, believe me. Look, I got dragged into this mess. I'm just a guy with a starship for hire. I was promised payment, and I want it.
Han.
The rest of you can do whatever you want, but I kept my end of the bargain. Now you keep yours, Princess.
Princess
Captain
Leia,
Solo may have no morals whatsoever, Commander, but he's right. Both Luke and I promised him payment for his and Chewbacca's help in this matter.
Very well. I see I misjudged you, Solo.
Oh, I'll cry later. Right now, I'll settle for cash. In small, used notes, if you got it.
This is a rebel camp. We're hunted people with very little Imperial currency among us.
Oh. Well, your tech facilities must have stocks of precious metals.
Yes.
Well, they'll do.
But that's critical material. We need those metals for repairs to keep our weapons and equipment functioning.
Look, I lived up to my end of a deal. Now you live up to yours. Even a rebel alliance has to do business with us independents from time to time. If I put the word out that you're a bunch of swindlers...
Commander, see that he's paid, please. Not all your stocks, but... whatever you can possibly spare.
Very well, Your Highness.
It won't be wealth unlimited, Solo, but it ought to satisfy even you.
What do you say, Chewie? Okay, box it up for us and we'll be on our way.
It will take some time to have it measured out and put into containers.
Well, make it fast. That Death Star is not going to stop to chat once it gets here.
Any place I could clean up a little while I'm waiting?
Oh. There's a basin in the pilot's ready room down that corridor. You'll have it all to yourself.
Come on, Chewie. Sing out when you're ready.
I can't believe it. I know he always talks tough, but I thought when it came right down to a decision...
Well, the man's amoral, no conscience at all.
No, Commander, you don't know him like I do. He may be stubborn about a lot of things, but inside...
Luke, you heard, Han. He's made up his mind.
Let me talk to him, Princess. I know I can bring him around.
Open skies from now on, partner. I keep your pelt on. Once we get out of this place, we'll be able to afford a nice long rest.
Han?
What now? Hey, they're not trying to back out of the bargain, are they?
Will you stop being so suspicious of the whole galaxy? I told them I'd come and talk to you. I told them I could change your mind.
Well, then you fibbed, kid. This ain't my fight.
But don't you think it will be when the Empire takes over? You think the men that built the Death Star are going to leave people like you and Chewbacca alone?
Well, if we mind our own business.
Well, stop lying to yourself.
Be careful, Luke. And what are you going to do? Sit here and hold the princess's hand while the Death Star turns this whole planet into a gas cloud?
Look, Commander Willard said they need pilots. I'm going to volunteer.
Luke, do you know what I saw when I was getting us out of that battle station?
I don't care.
Besides all the cannon and missile tubes and that big planet killer, it's got fighter bays. Lots of them. And those Imperial pilots are pros.
I know it'll be dangerous.
And do you happen to know what a green pilot's life expectancy is in combat? Huh? A minute or so.
At least I'll try. What about you? You and Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon could make all the difference. Han, you're a crap pilot, a veteran. Why can't you
Because I used up my time. And more. Long ago.
I see.
You only think you do.
You won't help us then.
Look, I did what I could, but that's the limit. I'm not dying over somebody's cause.
Others will. Others have.
Others? You're talking about the old man, aren't you? Ben.
Right. Ben said there was more to you than you wanted to admit.
Well, then he was as crazy as you are. I'm still raising ship.
The least you could do is leave the medals behind. These people need everything they can lay their hands
on. Those medals would only be blown away with the rest of the place. With me, they'll do somebody some good.
But you could keep that from happening. You could stay and fight.
Look, me and Chewie finally have made our pile. Our luck's turned good, and I'm not going to question it.
So that's why you're afraid.
Afraid? Listen, that little stroll through the Death Star was light exercise. We've been through scrapes and... never mind. Just don't talk to me about afraid.
Well, I guess there's nothing more to talk about then.
Well, and this ain't even a risk. It's a sure thing. This place won't even be here an hour or two from now. So why should we stick our necks out?
Maybe to give your life some meaning, Han.
Yeah? Well, who asked you? Huh? Hey, you see a towel around here somewhere? Oh, my shirt will do.
Han, are you sure you won't reconsider or join us?
Great. Now you... Look, forget about me. I've made my decision. You want to do somebody a favor? Luke's going to volunteer to fly a fighter.
Luke?
Go talk him out of it. Go save his life.
I don't need to. Luke's made the right decision. What about you?
I've had my fill of playing hero, thanks. It's a sucker's game.
That's your final word?
You better go say goodbye to Luke, Princess. That right decision's gonna be the last one he ever makes.
Sir, I was told to report here for flight...
Sir, he calls me sir.
Biggs! Biggs! Docklighter!
Hey,
what are you
doing? How you doing?
Good to see you. What are you doing here?
Well, that's my line. I was the one who went off to join the rebellion, remember? Hey, you're supposed to be back on Tatooine.
Oh, boy, Biggs, have I got some stories to tell you.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. The whole base is talking about the new arrivals. Smugglers, droids, and a renegade princess. You got here in some strange company, but you got here.
I told you I'd throw in with the rebels one day, didn't I?
Luke, I never doubted you for a second. I know you too well. Now, what's this about testing?
Commander Willard sent me. I volunteered when he said you're short of pilots.
Desperate's more like it.
Well, you know how good I was with the T-16 back home.
Look, we're sending up pilots with less experience than you. And T-16s are a lot like the snub fighters we're using.
I know. I looked one over. I'm sure I could handle it.
But there hasn't been much time or fuel for training, and there's none to spare for testing you. Besides, we couldn't risk losing a ship.
Oh. Well, I understand.
No. What I meant is that I'll have to test you here, in this flight simulator.
Oh, all right.
Well, hop in.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to run a full combat simulation, Luke. Now buckle in tight. You're going to be pulling realistic G-forces.
Check. All set, Biggs.
Close her up. And good luck. Okay, Luke. Here you go. Attack sequence. Now. First attacker. Destroyed. Good. Second. Direct hit. Very good. Third. Yep. Excellent. All right. Let's see how you do against increased G-forces, buddy. Not bad. Go get 'em, Luke. Not bad at all. Wow.
Woohoo! What a ride! How'd I do, Biggs?
A lot better than most of the guys who are going on this next mission, I'll tell you that. But I have to show your test results to Commander Willard, Luke.
Oh, sure.
Now, you wait here. I'm going to go over... pardon me.
Oh, no, it's my fault, really.
Oh, Biggs Darklighter of Tatooine, meet Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan. Oh. Your Highness, this is my best friend.
Pleased to meet you, Your Highness.
And you, Biggs, Luke's spoken of you.
Well, I have to go. Pardon me.
How'd the flight test go, Luke?
Well, he has to check it out with Commander Willard, but it looks like I made it.
Oh.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
I spoke with Han. He wouldn't change his mind.
I know.
And he said that I should talk you out of flying a fighter. I said that you'd made the right decision.
You don't sound very sure.
Luke, you've never flown in combat before.
Well, neither have some of the others. Biggs is fresh out of the academy.
But he and the others have been training.
Well, you're looking at the hottest gully jumper on Tatooine.
Bush piloting isn't the same as combat flying. Luke, you've done so much for the rebellion already. Nobody would blame you if you didn't go on this mission. I just wanted you to know that.
Leia, thank you. But it's what I want. So much depends
Skywalker?
On this.
Skywalker?
Sir?
Biggs here just showed Commander Willard and me your test results.
And?
You only got killed twice.
Oh.
Cheer up. That's surprisingly good. Since Biggs was tossing the whole Starfleet at you. You know the techniques. Your body can stand the strain. Looks like you got yourself a bird.
I have?
Yeah, and I'm your wingman. Welcome to Red Flight.
Thanks.
You'll be Red 5, Luke. Biggs is Red 3.
Oh, together again, hotshot.
Let's go, Luke. Biggs, mission briefing starts now. Your Highness, if you'll excuse us.
Of course. Luke?
Yes?
I'll see you before you leave.
Fine.
Hey, look, let's get a seat, Luke. The show's about to start.
Right, Biggs.
May I have your attention? We have analyzed our new information and formulated our attack strategy. Please direct your attention to the screen. This is the Death Star.
Look at the size of it.
Now, this battle station is heavily shielded and carries a firepower greater than that of half a Starfleet. Its defenses are designed, as you can see, around the concept of a direct large-scale assault. But small one-man fighters should be able to penetrate its outer defenses.
Pardon me for asking, General Dodona, but what good are snub fighters going to be against that?
Well, the Empire doesn't consider a small fighter to be any threat, but they'd have a tighter defense. But an analysis of the design plans provided by Princess Leia has demonstrated a weakness in the battle station. Now watch this enlarged view carefully. The approach for your attack run will not be easy. You're required to maneuver down this trench in the station structure and skim the surface to the point you're seeing now. This target area is only 2 meters wide. Now the target is a small thermal exhaust port right below the main port. The shaft leads directly to the Death Star's reactor system. A precise hit down this shaft will strike the reactor and start a chain reaction which should destroy the entire station. Now, I cannot stress too strongly the point that only a precise hit will reach the bottom of the shaft and strike the reactor. The thermal port is ray shielded, so you'll have to do this job with photon torpedoes.
That shot is impossible, even for a targeting computer.
But it's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah, and with a womp rat shooting at you with turbo laser cannon?
Gentlemen. Now, we've just gotten word that the Death Star has entered this solar system. It is orbiting the planet Yavin now, and we'll be within firing range of this moon in just over 30 minutes. Now man your ships, and may the Force be with you.
Look, Biggs, go suit up, then meet me in the hangar area.
Right away, sir. Hey, come on, Hotshot. Hey, aren't those two the ones who came in with you?
Where? Oh, yeah. Han? Chewbacca?
Hello, kid. Me and Chewie just dropped by to watch the fun. Our pay's almost ready. So...
really went and signed on.
That's right. Oh, Biggs Darklighter, I want you to meet Han Solo. That's his partner, Chewbacca.
Biggs a hometown hero, huh? Luke talked about you. You're on the team, too?
Yes. And you?
Not a chance. Me and my friend have places to go and things to do.
So do we.
I know all about it. Let's go, Chewie. Best of luck, hometown heroes. You're gonna need it.
What was all that about, Luke?
I'll explain later.
All light for the manifestations.
Let's go.
The rebels are now committed to a desperate stand against the Death Star. The battle station rushes towards them, its commander determined to wipe the Rebel Alliance out of existence. In the next 30 minutes, Luke Skywalker and everything and everyone he cares about will know triumph or disaster. Star Wars, Episode 12 by Brian Daley, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, James Blendick as General Dodonna, Cale Brown as Biggs, David Clennon as Mati, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Saxe as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.